This is segment 3 of the Teens Talk Truth program, Drugs and Alcohol, Volume 1. To hear the continuation of this program in segment 4, go to teenstalktruth.com and visit the online store. Now, here's something that I've heard done and I've seen done here, actually, with people, kids calling their parents on a landline so that their parents know that they're actually here at the house. Is that bogus?
Yeah, because you can three-way. You can use your cell phone. If your friend is at home, call a house phone and say, let's call my mom. I mean, there's technology. Again, kids are going to do what kids are going to do. And no, you don't want to say, well, I know what you're going to do, so it doesn't matter. Go do whatever. But you have to realize that your kid is probably going to get in trouble once in a while.
So, but the parent-to-parent contact then is the best way. Now, what about communicating with your child? Here's something that I've come to realize. Teenagers will lie to their parents.
Yes.
You want us to trust you.
Oh, yeah.
However, you want us to secretly know when you're lying.
Sometimes. Not all the time. If you're a really disturbed kid and you really have some problems and you drop those hints at your parents, or you hope, you know, hopefully you want them to find the pot that's in your top drawer underneath your underwear when they put the underwear in, you know, into the thing after they've folded it. Unless you're like that, then you don't really want to get caught. If you do something bad once in a while, nobody really wants to get caught in a lie, which I think, I mean, a lot of kids that I know are like that. I have a lot of friends where occasionally they'll do a bad thing. And even myself, they'll do something bad and lie about it, you know, won't do something bad for another 6 months or whatever. We all make mistakes and we all do something that is not approved by society, by the world, by
our parents,
by our friends, but we're going to do it. And hopefully you either won't get caught or you'll be forgiven.
What in your group, I think you fall into kind of that middle group.
Yeah.
What in your group is considered inappropriate drinking or doing drugs that are unacceptable? Are people frowned on if they're constantly the ones getting like so wasted, or if they're doing heavy drugs? Is it kind of, does it make them then an outcast?
The people I know that do heavier drugs than pot, everybody knows, everybody makes the jokes. We all sit around at lunch and laugh about the time that their nose started bleeding in class, and this is the first time this has ever happened to me before. Go to the bathroom, get a little more Coke, you know. But I think the drinking thing, I think that people get really annoyed with people who drink too much and end up getting sick. Other than that, I mean, if you're really sloppy, it's really annoying, it's unattractive. That's the only time that it gets really bad. I don't want to have to take care of you. I don't want to try and have a good time and then have to take care of you. People that do pot all the time, when you start to lose your personality is when it's serious. I have one friend that occasionally did pot and then ended up doing it all the time because she ended up with friends like that did it all the time. And great personality, really funny and fun to be with most of the time. And then she started doing pot all the time and always talking about pot. When are, you know, do you want to throw down? Do you want to get some? That's the term. So if you hear your kids saying, do you want to throw down? It means they want to, do you want to throw down some money to be able to pay for drugs?
Okay.
And it's like, no, I don't. Like, I can have fun without drugs and drinking and all that stuff. So it's like, why? First of all, why would I spend money? And second of all, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time trying to go and get drugs. It's like when the drug becomes your entire life, you're so lame. Unless you are hanging around with potheads, you're an outcast in your group.
So if it becomes an extreme where that's the focus of your whole life and you kind of, like you said, you lose your personality, then that's unacceptable.
Right.
And the drinking is only unacceptable if people have to continually take care of you.
Exactly.
Let's talk about drinking during the day. If you found out people were drinking during the day.
When I hear at least about people, and I come from a family where we have alcoholics and recovering alcoholics and things like that. So I never was a big drinker. I've gotten sick once the first time I drank. And after that, I was too scared to go that far. So when I hear that someone's drinking in the morning or at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, you are so lame. To me, it indicates that someone has a problem.
And do you find that these kids are the ones that maybe have more emotional pain?
Yes.
Or they're bored? What? Which one?
When you drink by yourself, you have emotional pain. When you drink with friends, you're bored.
To hear the continuation of this program in segment 4, Nina talks about the prevalence of pot in high school, what questions to ask your teen, and how to talk to them in a way they can really hear you. Go to teenstalktruth.com and visit the online store.